Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... As we conclude our interview with Ken Schultz of Hidden Legend Winery, we learn where that personality first started that would eventually make award-winning mead.
I set out to see things in life at a very, very early age. I blame my fifth grade teacher introducing us to National Geographic, and I just could not stand it. I was like just fidgeting until I got out of high school and took off. I started as a merchant marine on the Great Lakes, and then TWA started offering cheap tickets to Europe back in 69, 70, whenever that was. And I got one. And when I got there, I tore up the return trip and I was just gone 4 years. I'm not sure how many crowned heads I visited, but I got 33 countries under my belt.
Reading on your website, it says that you were across from Pioneer Log Homes in the Sheafman Plaza. Tell me about your location.
Well, it's a little tiny strip plaza. There's like five businesses in it. On a corner, we're actually 5 miles south. We're right on the border between Victor and Hamilton, but we're 5 miles south of Main Street, Victor itself, pretty much in the middle of nowhere.
So you're not getting a lot of foot traffic.
Well, being in a small plaza and having a wine-like beverage, it's not something that people come in and have three or four glasses of. I keep threatening to put in one of those banks of drawers that the Japanese use for their executive power naps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that, you know, after three or four glasses of mead, I can just put you in there and set the timer. And we don't have a lot of tasting room traffic. What we do have is wide distribution and internet sales. We ship to 37 states.
In this pandemic world,
it doubled. It literally from the middle of March on. If you would look at our warehouse room, our inventory, you would think, what kind of winery is this? There's nothing. I'm not making it quite as fast as it's going out the door right now. We have a term for that. We call it full COVID. No, we don't have time to do much other than just try and keep up with the bottling and packaging. And we've recently been out of our two top sellers, and we've just got those back online. And we've got other flavors that we're trying to get back online. I think we're down about four flavors right now. Seriously, that 4 o'clock glass of wine became more than just kicking back.
Tell me about your mead award winners.
Well, most of them have won top awards at one time or another since the 90s. And we've got some bottles on the top shelf of a display cabinet that pretty much you can't even see the bottles anymore. They're so laden with hardware. We pick on like the Finger Lakes in New York, Tasters Guild in Michigan, the Indy International at Purdue. Out here in Washington, we have the Tri-Cities Wine Society, and of course the Mazer Cup International Mead Competition in Broomfield, Colorado every year. We try and spread it out and get a good overview from reputable judges. It basically keeps me on track. And except for this year, there's usually a dozen shows that I like to go to. Anything from art shows to Highland Games to Renaissance festivals to pirate festivals. And of course, I don't get to see much of the festivals. I'm standing there serving mead for 8 hours a day. But it's fun to dress like a pirate and see everybody happy with my product.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. And as we close out, go ahead and give us your web address and how we can reach out to you.
www.hiddenlegendwinery.com. Well, we do have a Facebook presence. I was in Ireland, and I was talking to a barman outside of Dublin that we were talking about what I did, and he was just all over it. He was like, wow, I wish I could get some of that on tap here. I said, well, you know, we've got a good presence. Maybe we can pursue this. And I said, go ahead, take out your phone and hit buy mead. And sure enough, there we are. We dominate the first page of a Google search for mead and the next four. My boys were optimizing before it was cool.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.